A Somali Folk Tale Retold by Kathleen Moriarty, illustrated by Amin Amer. Author's note: long ago in East Africa, Sultan ruled the land. In Somalia, there are many stories told about a real Sultan named Grad Farah Gradhirs. For a time in the mid-19th century, he ruled a region of Somalia. It's common for Somalis to have a nickname or an anise in addition to a birth name. This Sultan's nickname, Wilwal, suggested that he was a smart and a brave man. It is said that Wilwal was a great leader, with the ability to unite people through the use of riddles, like the one shared in this story. He was a real man, but the stories told about him may or may not be real. Do you think this tale is true? A story, it is time for a story. Long ago in a Somalia province, a Sultan named Wilwal was a ruler. He was a clever Sultan who sometimes believed that he alone possessed the true wit. He enjoyed testing those he ruled in a search of a wise man who would be his match. One day he called all the men of the region together to share a riddle. "Bring me part of one of your sheep," he ordered. "This sheep is part to sure symbolize what can divide people or unite them as one. Whoever can bring me such a part will be honored as a wise man." The man turned to one another asking, "Is there such a sheep part? A part that can show this?" Rubbing their chins in a thought, the man set out to do as they were told. Each returned to his own house to slaughter his finest sheep. All hoped to solve the Sultan's riddle. One man set aside a plump leg for the Sultan. One man picked a shoulder. Another chose the liver. In this province lived one man who was very poor. He had a far fewer livestock than his neighbors, but believed his riches lay in the health and the number of his children. "Such a waste," he thought as he prepared his largest sheep for a slaughter. "To give away such a fine meat to Wilwal, who surely has plenty to eat already." "Ah, but what is the occasion for slaughtering our finest sheep?" asked his eldest daughter, who had come to help him. Her father repeated the instruction of Wilwal. Then he lifted up a rib from the slaughtered sheep and said, "I believe it must be this part." He waited for his daughter's response. The girl said nothing, squinting her eyes at the rib as if searching for a clue. Sighing, the man told his daughter, "I do not know which sheep's part will symbolize what the Sultan has requested, so this will have to do." The girl took the rib from her father's hand. "Something that unites people or drives them apart," she repeated. Then she handed the rib back to her father, and swiftly she cut and pulled out the sheep's gullet. "Present this to Wilwal, and you will be called the wise man," she said with a smile. Her father was shocked. "The gullet?" he cried. "The part that connects the throat to the stomach? The gullet's always thrown away. How could his daughter suggest this?" "It will be an insult to the Sultan. No one would ever eat the gullet. Certainly a rib is a more worthy offering." "Trust me, father," his daughter said, "for as your daughter I have your good judgment." The man eyed the bile of meat which would now be for his family. "Yes," he agreed, "I will." And so the poor man put his faith in his daughter. The next day, a large crowd gathered in front of the Sultan. Legs, shoulders, and organs, all the best parts of the fattest sheep, were piled high beside him. The poor man waited his turn. He stared nervously at all of the meat. He drew lines in the dirt with a stick as he waited. Finally, it was his turn. He stepped forward, closed his eyes, and reached it inside his bag. His hand trembled as he held up the gullet. He listened for the crowd to cry out, "The gullet? What an insult to give the Sultan a gullet." But the crowd was silent. Wilwal was silent. The poor man could not stand the silence any longer. He opened his eyes and saw Wilwal smiling at him. "You are a wise man," Wilwal declared. The poor man's mouth dropped open. "A wise man?" He stared wide-eyed at the gullet in his hand. The Sultan saw the man's confusion and knew he had not made the choice himself. "Who told you to bring me this part of the ship?" Wilwal asked. "My eldest daughter, she is the clever one," the poor man replied. "Bring me to her," Wilwal demanded. The poor man led the Sultan to his home. Standing before the Sultan, the beautiful young girl stood tall, cast her eyes downward, and spoke in a quiet yet clear voice. "I had my father bring you a sheep's gullet because it's truly a symbol of what unites or divides us. There are those in this world who have much and those who have little. When people do not share, they become enemies. But when they share with one another, they can live in a peace. The gullet delivers shared food to a hungry stomach. When no food is shared, it is empty. It can be a symbol of a greed or of a generosity. Greed or generosity in turn divide people or unites them." Wilwal nodded his head. He placed his hand on the girl's shoulder and pronounced, "I have found my wise man in this young girl. May she someday rule the land." And one day it was so.